Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of June 7th through the 14th. And what a week we have coming, guys. It's highly charged, frictional weeks ahead of us for the most part. And so, you know, there's a lot of squares, there's intense energy. So either this is one of those weeks where the sign this and move that and, you know, that kind of thing, which can sometimes be frustrating, but it's just hugely busy. Or it's one where, you know, there's a lot of obstacles and challenges and maybe some fighting going on because of the energy involved. So, you know, try to pace yourself as best you can. You will be able to look back and say, wow, you know, hey, we got a lot done. It is going to, you know, probably start to ease off a bit by Friday the 14th. So there you have it. So let's take a look at what it is about. First of all, we have Venus squaring Saturn Friday and Saturday the 7th and 8th. Then we have the Sun squaring Saturn on Sunday the 9th. And then we have Mercury squaring Saturn on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 11th, 12th, and 13th. So that's a lot of square to Saturn, okay? As an overview, this may be some subconscious, unconscious, unaware responses that we are giving others on our past experiences. We're just not, we're reacting in ways that we're not seeing clearly at all. Some of this can be, you know, karmic, about karmic cycles that are running their course or meeting up with some kind of challenge that needs to be hashed out. Saturn is finite, you know, so it wants us to get serious, to look at endings, to look at no's, any limits, any rules or regulations, any authority figures in the mix, or our long-term ambitions or goals and what we are willing to do about those. Ew, bug. Maybe I got to do something about the bugs. Okay, sorry, guys. All right, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we are dealing with this. Now, this can be about, Saturn is in Pisces, right? So this can be about things that are hidden, secretive, or deceptive. This can be about things that are self-sabotaging or addictive. This can be about things involving boundary issues, chemicals, water. It can be things involving institutions, research and development. A need to rest and recuperate for some reason, or it can be something focused on an artistic pursuit, your romantic life or romantic partner, or something going on spiritually, psychically, or otherworldly around us, okay? So again, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Frictional energy around that. And it's all stemming from squares coming from Gemini. So news you hear or information you are digging for or into. Talks, meetings, short trips, situations with vehicles or electronics, siblings, neighbors, or moves. Your writing, your negotiations, your sales. So Friday, Saturday, Venus is in the mix with all of this, right? So, you know, maybe we're trying to smooth something out, or maybe there is a love interest or a money situation tied to it on those 2 days. Maybe it is tied in with beauty or pleasure in some way and what we're dealing with there. By Sunday, the Sun is in the center, which puts us personally or physically into the story, you know, front and center. And then by Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's Mercury. And so, again, it's just really heightening the information, the decisions, the ideas, the thoughts that are involved in this frictional energy pattern. So that's going on, what is that, three, that's 6 days out of our week ahead. Now, we also have Mars moving into Taurus on Sunday the 9th and traveling there until July 20th. So, you know, Mars is all about the actions we're going to take, our passion or our fighting spirit or anger, what motivates us. And Mars is a very quick, fired up energy. In Taurus, it's not so happy because Taurus is slow and steady and sensual and, you know, doesn't want to rush around and do all this stuff. So there's going to be kind of a push-pull here, but we will get things done. You know, you just have to realize you've got all the way till July 20th to make it happen, not get too riled up about it. And right off the bat, you know, if I look over this period between June 9th and July 20th, when it exits, there are three periods that are going to stand out. One is happening this week on Monday and Tuesday, and that is Mars squaring Pluto. So again, with the frictional intense squares. We also have July 4th and 5th, when Mars will form an opportunity alignment to Saturn, that energy we're battling throughout this week. And July 20th, when Mars will form an opportunity alignment to Neptune in the same territory that Saturn is in. So the doors are open on those days. So really the big benchmark to get through, to get over is going to happen this week. Could start as soon as Sunday when Mars moves into Taurus. Mars notoriously likes to come early. But we'll be active Monday and Tuesday, the 10th and 11th. So what is Mars trying to do in Taurus? Mars is trying to fire us up over the things we value, over how we are being valued or how values are aligning with others. Mars is trying to fire us up to do some things about income, about purchases, about products or possessions. And perhaps over some of the things that we want to build or the pleasures in our life. So what does it mean this week as it moves in on Sunday and gets itself into this square with Pluto? Well, on the challenging side, Mars squaring Pluto is the most, you know, dangerous of the aspects. So you do want to do your part not to poke the bear, not to be around dangerous people or dangerous places, you know, be careful if you're out buying things that you're not being followed around. What else? And, you know, you could get in a value fight with somebody during this time. The positive is that it is going to push us all when it comes to the values, the income, the purchases, the products, the possessions. As we are dealing with any aspirations about it, as we're dealing with friendships, groups, the internet, as we're dealing with our freedoms, as we're dealing with third-party situations playing out, sexuality, major financial topics, divorce, reproduction, power, control, pick and choose. And it's just intense, you know, Sunday through Tuesday with that energy. And as you know, it's overlaying the squares to Saturn. So, you know, all in all, it is one heck of a crazy week. By the time we get to Friday the 14th, the Sun and Mercury will come together in Gemini. And the conjunction is always like, okay, we've been through all of that behind us. Now let's start fresh. It's giving us kind of a new breath of air with whatever it is that we want to say or decide. Our communications can get that little jump start then. I'm not saying it's going to magically erase all the craziness that has gone leading up to this in this week ahead, but it might, you know, and give it a shot. And see, you know, broach your subjects on Friday after you work through all this crazy stuff. It can be a new beginning when it comes to agreements, sales, writing, interviews, offers, meetings, short trips, or what you're doing with your vehicles, your electronics, your moves, your siblings, your neighbors. So that's how it lays out, guys. It is just, you know, I looked at it and I'm like, oh, dear gosh, can I, like, go back to bed and stay in bed for a week? I think maybe I should as a Gemini rising. And, oh, my goodness, yeah. All right, so here we go, guys. So let's take a look at how it is breaking down. And remember, again, with the squares, these are obstacles you need to see clearly. It's doing you a favor, even if it's a hassle. You need to see it so you can address it. You need to decide, is it worth it or is it not worth it? Nothing's perfect down here. Remember that. All right. So for Aries, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you need to figure out, are you self-sabotaging yourself? Do you need more rest? Is there something you need to deal with involving an institution? Do you need to do some more research? Is there development on a project that you need to put more time in behind the scenes? Is there something going on with secrets, deceptions, addictions, or karmic cycles in your life that you're going to have in the front of your story this week ahead? Or is there something testing you or pushing you a bit harder when it comes to artistic, romantic, or spiritual needs? All of those days could bring news or decisions. It could be days where you're trying to, you know, talk or meet with somebody, interview, focus on writing or sales in the mix, or maybe there's a brother or a sister or a neighbor involved, or maybe your vehicles or electronics, you know, maybe there's some issue going on there that you need to focus on, or a move. So keep it in mind, and then realize, Aries, on Sunday, your ruler Mars is moving into Taurus and will be there until July 20th. So significant dates given at the top of the show, but during this time frame, it is going to push you harder to get you fired up and passionate and motivated about making money or any purchases that you're involved in or whatever it is you want to do with your possessions or products. Just be aware that right off the bat, with all these weeks of Mars being in Taurus, it's this first week ahead of us where any challenges are going to show up with that. So between Sunday and Tuesday, you know, you may be focused on what you're trying to do there, but have some kind of issue with a friend or an associate, a group, what you're trying to do online tied to this, what's going on with astrology, go easy on Zoe. With any charities, parties, events, or gatherings, what's going on with your freedoms, aspirations, or original projects in the mix. And, you know, this is regenerative. It is transformational with a push. So you may really want to, you know, get fired up about something. There could be some kind of sexual attraction or third-party story playing out in all of this for you. Or it's just about the financial side. You know, I just remember this is your ruler involved, so you want to be careful yourself Sunday through Tuesday. And if there is something, you know, sexual or financial or testing you in some way that's playing out online or playing out in that social realm, when it comes to your values or how you're valued or your income or purchases, products, or possessions. Now, take your time, work through it. Don't let it overwhelm you. The Mars energy is going to start making much better alignments the further into the sign it goes, but this is the tough week, right? And then by Friday the 14th, you get that fresh new start with your conversations, with your offers, your interviews, your sales, your writing, your decisions. And it's really going to kind of focus on your needs or how you're showing up in the mix with that on Friday. So that's when we start to see some immersion out of this territory and into something a little bit easier, I think. All right, so for Taurus, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in this week ahead, we're dealing with those squares to Saturn. So Taurus, you know, there is something karmic here with a friend of yours or a friend of somebody else's or an associate that you're involved with, or something playing out karmically within a group dynamic or online, or with your astrology or charities or parties, gatherings, events, or Taurus around your own aspirations or original projects. And so there, it's slowing you down this week to look at any limits, endings, rules, regulations, goals, ambitions, you know, what you have going on there. And it's being squared Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday by planets, personal planets that are focusing on your values, how you're being valued, what's going on with your income, your purchases, your products, or possessions with these scenarios, you know. So pushing yourself a little harder or being tested with limits and all that. So see how that's playing out. Don't get frustrated with it if you can help it. And then also overlaying that, starting on Sunday the 9th, Mars is moving into your sign, Taurus. Now, Mars hasn't been in your sign for 2 years, and now showing up in Taurus on June 9th through July 20th, it is going to fire you guys up. I mean, this is not probably the most comfortable energy for our Taurians because, like I mentioned in the general overview, you know, they want to kind of go slow and sensually and build things and, you know, pursue through Venus. And now you're hosting Mars, and Mars is fired up and saying, let's do this yesterday. Mars may stimulate more passion and fire within you, which could be great. It may motivate you on a physical level to do more. It may motivate you about what you want to do about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity. But it also may make you much more volatile and easy to anger and fight, okay? And it could also, especially this week, make you a little bit more accident prone, so you want to be careful with fire and sharp objects and your anger. All right, so Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Mars will be in a square to Pluto. So this is frictional. This is heating you up, Taurus. You're way more passionate and sexual, or you're way more angry or motivated, and it has to do with very powerful, profound goals, or what's happening with an authority figure in your world, or what's going on with your career or status. Pluto here may want you to go deeper, make changes, evolve the story. It may be hinging on sexual or financial or reproductive or divorce or third-party stories in this mix. So just be aware that you're front and center with this, Taurus, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Now, by Friday the 14th, we move into that Sun-Mercury alignment. So now this opens up the potential for new conversations, new information, new ideas and decisions, talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers that are opening this up around your income, your purchases, your possessions, your products, or your values. All right, so for Gemini, I hope this is, I'm learning a new phone, so hopefully, you know. All right, so for Gemini, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 7th, 8th, and 9th, and then again, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 11th, 12th, and 13th, we have Saturn being squared. So Gemini, this is going to slow you down and get you to deal with any obstacles or challenges or, you know, minutia that you need to deal with involving your career, your status, your fame, or involving a personal goal that you are intricately tied into this week, or involving a higher-up person, a boss, a parent, a judge, director, teacher, mentor, producer, somebody like that. So, you know, you need to look at with these goals or the career or the authority figure, you know, are there any limits? Is something ending here? Do you need to commit? Do you need to look at the long-term status? Do you need to get goal-oriented, you know? What is happening there? And all of this, Gemini, is being squared from your sign. So it's like, you really have a stake in something here, and it's going to be slowed down this week or tested in some way. You have a stake in it. You're either physically involved, and this is limiting that physical involvement for some reason, or you're personally tied into it, and, you know, there's a lot of things coming up that need to be addressed. So take your time, figure it out. This kind of week is important, you know, so that you do get an idea of where you're going with all this. Starting on Sunday the 9th, Mars moves into Taurus. And Gemini, this is your 12th house. So from June 9th until July 20th, you have a lot that is going on behind the scenes. Mars is either stirring more passion, artistically, romantically, spiritually, with what you're doing through research and development or institutions. Or it is motivating you to make more happen, or it is sparking anger and fights behind closed doors or over those topics. And it can be a time, Gemini, where you, for the first time in 2 years, have this added motivation to tackle bad habits or addictions, or to do something about secrets or deceptions or water issues or boundary issues, right? So that's your focus. And in this week ahead, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, Mars will be moving into square Pluto. So whatever frictional energy is playing out over the artistic, romantic, spiritual, institutional, research, addictive, secretive, deceptive energy, there is something very powerful causing this friction here involving travel or distant situations, legal matters, educational pursuits, media, marketing interests, ceremonies, religion, or politics. There could be a financial side to this. There could be a sexual side to this. There could be, you know, something with third parties going on here. And so there's going to be a lot of tension as you're dealing with whatever this is in your story. But just remember that Mars is going to get a lot better the further into the sign it gets. So we're kind of getting all the crazy stuff over right at the top. And by Friday the 14th, we have that conjunction of the Sun and Mercury in your sign, Gemini. So a really good day for you to, you know, either show up to meet or talk or sign agreements or make the sale or write or interview or field offers, you know, or make those things more personal in some way, because your voice is coming together with your needs on Friday. All right, so for Cancer, we have the squares to Saturn, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 7th through the 9th, and then again, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 11th through the 13th. So Cancer, this is slowing you down and getting you to address the reality of what is happening with any travel or distant situation, with any legal needs you may have, with anything going on with higher education, media, or marketing, with anything ceremonial or anything with religion or politics in your life. And as you are looking at this, you're looking at, you know, do I need to structure something more solidly? Am I being supported here? Is there an ending that I need to mark? Is there some commitment or long-term goal in this mix? How do I get serious about something in one of those realms? And through those 6 days, you know, all these personal planets are going to be activating this from the realm of research and investigations, institutions, what you're doing artistically, romantically, or spiritually there, or if there are any secrets or deceptions or addictions that need to be dealt with there. And so slow down, see where this is taking you, and then starting to overlap this, starting on Sunday the 9th, Mars moves into Taurus and will travel there until July 20th. So Cancer, this is going to fire you up, get you more motivated, more passionate, busier than you've been in a couple years, with your friends, with your groups, with what you're doing online, with astrology, with charities, parties, events, or gatherings, or about a personal aspiration or original project of yours. And so I gave all the key dates at the top of the show, but in this week ahead, we have the frictional one, the challenging one, right? So as this gets in there and motivates, you know, it can also stir anger or fights or accidents. And so we are looking at this playing out with the friends, the groups, the associates, the internet, the astrology, the charities, parties, events, gatherings, aspirations, original projects. And this week, during those days, it's being tested or pushing something involving a financial matter, power or control in the situation, sexual attractions, reproductive matters, divorce, a birth or a death, or any triangles playing out here. And so just, you know, pace yourself once again. This is really intense stuff. Again, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Now, by Friday the 14th, we move into the conjunction and the fresh new energy. And for Cancer, puts you front and center, speaking, hearing news, fielding offers, making choices that have to do with your interests, with the artistic, the romantic, or the spiritual, or with the institutions, the research, the development. So there you have it. All right, so for Leo, Saturn is being squared by the personal planets in this week ahead on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 7th through the 9th, and again Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 11th through the 13th. So Leo, this is slowing you guys down and asking you to really look at where you are with a loan, the debt, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the alimony, the child support, a partner's money, or any other kind of financial resource that you are dealing with. Or it's asking you to slow down and look at what is going on sexually, reproductively, with a divorce, mortality, or third-party situations that you are involved in. Okay, so Saturn wants you to look at, you know, hey, let's get serious here. Is there some limitation? Is there a no? Is there an ending? Is there something with commitments or long-term goals? How do I look seriously at what is happening? And all of this is being squared, all six of those days, from the position of how your aspirations are being played out in these realms, or what's going on with your freedoms as it pertains to these stories, or what's happening with a friend, a group, an associate, online, with astrology or charities, with parties, events, or gatherings, or original projects. So, you know, you're either pushing harder through it all, or you're seeing some limits or no's or endings, and you just want to pace yourself because this week's going to show you a lot about what you need to do about it. Now, overlapping that, starting on Sunday the 9th, we have Mars moving into Taurus, first time in 2 years. It will travel there until July 20th. So, Leo, this puts Mars in your midheaven. This fires you up, gets you more motivated and passionate about your life goals, about any career needs or your fame or status or reputation, or about authority figures, what's going on with the boss, the parent, the judge, the director, the teacher. So you can make more happen now over these weeks ahead. You just have to be careful about fights and anger stirring occasionally over these topics. And it looks to me as though most of that would be happening in this week ahead. And then maybe you'll move out over that and into much better stuff the further out you go. So between Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, the 9th through the 11th, Mars is building to square Pluto. And so as you are really, you know, passionate, motivated, angry about the goal, the career, the status, the fame, the authority figure, there's something very intense going on either with a romantic or a business partner or with a client or all your clients or with a specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, opponent, advocate, or other important relationship like that. And this could be about empowerment or power struggles. This could be financial. It could be sexual. It could be about reproductive needs, divorce, triangles, control, you know? So definitely take care with this energy. It can be very combative. It can be very destructive. Pace yourself. Try to lean into the motivational and the passionate side of it. And as I said, Mars, once we get into July, is going to start making a lot easier alignments for you. Now, finally, on Friday the 14th, we start to move into that conjunction between the Sun and Mercury. So for Leo, this marks the fresh start for you to kind of be front and center with your needs or desires or be physically there in the mix. And into talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, decisions, invitations that involve friends or associates or groups or play out online or through astrology or charities, parties, events, or around your original projects or aspirations. So fresh starts begin Friday. All right, so for Virgo, Saturn is being squared throughout this week, 6 days in our week ahead. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 7th through the 9th, and again, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 11th through the 13th. So Virgo, Saturn is asking you to slow down and get serious about something here with a romantic or business partner, with your clients, with your agents or attorneys, your specialists, your competitors, your opponents, your advocates, or any other important serious relationships you have going on. Look at how things are structured or supportive or not supportive. Look at what is going on with limits, rules, endings, what's going on with long-term commitments or goals. And then note that as you go through this, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it is being squared by the personal needs that you have around goals, around career, around status or fame, around authority figures, bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, etc. And, you know, either you're pushing hard to get something going with this person or you're being challenged in some way. So set the pace and see what you can figure out. Now, overlapping this, starting on Sunday the 9th, Mars moves into Taurus. Mars has not been in Taurus for 2 years and is going to fire you up and get you busier, get you more passionate and sometimes angry and combative now through July 20th when it comes to travel plans, distant situations, legal agreements, education, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So what do you want to make happen there? I gave the key dates at the top of the show. In this week ahead, this is the week that we are getting into the frictional alignment, the challenge, the push. So whatever you're doing there, there is something Sunday, Monday, Tuesday that you're going to have to deal with involving your job or your health or the animals in that story or the paperwork, the coworkers, the hired help in that story. So perhaps, as an example, you want to travel or you get an opportunity to travel, but you need to work it out with your job. You get the idea, right? This can be very passionate sexual energy. You know, maybe you'll travel with a coworker and spark something up. I don't know. Or this can be you know, very combative and accident prone. So just take your time, feel it out, see where you're going with it. And then by Friday the 14th, we have the conjunction, the new beginning. And for Virgo, this is about your personal goals. This is about career, status, fame, and or authority figures. So your front and center, your needs, your involvement, and the talks, the news, the offers, the meetings, the sales, the writing, the agreements, the decisions about these goals, the career, the status, or these authority figures gets underway. All right, so for Libra, This week, we have Saturn being squared Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 7th through the 9th, and again Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 11th through the 13th. For you, Libra, this is Saturn trying to slow you down and look at, are there any, you know, limits, no's, rules, regulations, endings, long-term commitments or goals that I need to get more serious about and figure something out about involving work or health? Or for some Librans, this may be about animals. It could also be about paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. So each of those 6 days, we are seeing personal energy coming in and amping up this frictional pattern about one or more of those topics for you, Libra, involving travel or a situation at a distance, involving legal agreements or higher education, involving media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting, involving ceremonies, religion, or politics. So whichever it is for you, just realize it's there to show you, you know, what can or cannot happen, what needs to end or be long-term, what you need to do about it. So pace yourself. Overlapping this, starting on Sunday the 9th, Mars moves into Taurus. Mars has not been in Taurus for 2 years and will now travel here all the way until July 20th. For Libra, this is going to fire you up. On the one hand, you may find that this period is associated with a lot more sexuality in your life, a lot more passion and drive and sex. It could also be about reproductive or hormonal matters that you're doing something about. It could also be financial, not so much the income, but other topics, your insurance policies, your taxes, your investments, your settlements, alimony, child support, or any other kind of financial topic. It could also be about divorce. It could also be about mortality or third-party situations that you find yourself involved in. So again, whichever one of those is, Mars is firing you up, motivating you, getting you the drive to make something happen, bringing more passion into it, or stirring anger and combative fighting energy about it. Out of all these weeks ahead, all the way until July 20th, it's this week ahead that we have the frictional pattern as Mars squares Pluto. This is going to be felt Sunday the 9th through Tuesday the 11th. And Libra, it brings in something intense, profound that is happening with your love life or a lover, with children, with creative projects, or recreation. So Pluto may want to deconstruct and rebirth. It may want to empower or bring power struggles. It may want to, focus on the financial, sexual, the things we just talked about, divorce, third-party stories. It's just very intense. So pace yourself with this once again and where it's taking you. And by Friday the 14th, we move into the conjunction. This is fresh start energy. Libra, this puts you front and center in talks, meetings, sales, or with offers, decisions, writing that has to do with you and your needs or your involvement with the trip, the distant situation, the legal contracts, the educational pursuits, the media marketing interests, any ceremonies, religion, or politics. All right, so for Scorpio, Saturn is being squared in this week ahead. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 7th through the 9th, and again Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 11th through the 13th. So Scorpio, Saturn is asking you to slow down and to really look at any no's, limits, rules, regulations, endings, and or how serious you want to be about goals or ambitions. And the focus for you is something playing out with a child or children in general, with a lover or your love life, with what's happening with a creative endeavor or something recreational. So as this kind of slows you down and gets more serious or limiting or ending or whatever this is, stuff on the table in those realms, it's being squared by personal planets all of those days, coming from power or power struggles, coming from third-party involvement or situations, coming from financial scenarios or sexual interests or reproductive needs or divorce. And so, you know, it's intense and you want to kind of see what you can deal with, but just realize, you know, it's there to really put the brakes on something enough that you see where anything is that needs to be dealt with and can decide what stays, what goes, what can be fixed. Now, overlapping that, starting on Sunday the 9th, Mars moves into Taurus, which is your opposite sign, Scorpio. Has not been in Taurus for 2 years, and it's going to now travel through Taurus from Sunday the 9th of June until July 20th. So Scorpio, Mars wants to bring more passion, more motivation, more activity, and or sometimes more anger or fights into the relationship zone with you over these weeks ahead. This can play out with a romantic partner or a business partner. It can play out with your clients. It can play out with a specialist or expert, an agent or attorney, a competitor or opponent, or an advocate for you. You want to watch the challenging part out of all these weeks it's going to be here. The challenging part is coming in this week ahead, sometime between Sunday the 9th and Tuesday the 11th, as Mars squares Pluto from that position. So this means whatever's going on with the partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, opponent, advocate, it is coming into this deep, powerful, intense energy that is either going to play out at home or about a home, about a move, a renovation, or a real estate deal. Or playing out in the family, about a parent, or a roommate situation. So Pluto wants to bring in the financial, the sexual, the jealous, the third party, the power struggle, the empowerment, the deep, profound changes or purging into that as you get into whatever this story is between Sunday and Tuesday. Now, by Friday the 14th, the Sun and Mercury conjunct, we have now a fresh start. So, Scorpio, your needs or your involvement coming together with news, talks, meetings, offers, decisions that are about this financial matter or your sex life or a reproductive story or power or jealousy or divorce or mortality or third-party triangular situations that you now can get this fresh perspective on. All right, so for Sagittarius, Saturn is being squared in this week ahead, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 7th through the 9th, and again, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 11th through the 13th. Sag, this means Saturn is asking you to slow down and get serious about any limits, rules, regulations, no's, endings, structural support, or ambitions or goals that are playing out at home, about a move, a renovation, or real estate deal, or with family, parents, or roommates. Every single one of those 6 days, the squaring energy is personal planetary energy that is focused on a partner in that story, or your clients, or a specialist, or an agent, or attorney, or a competitor or opponent, or an advocate, okay? So key individuals here are going to play a part in what you're dealing with, and you don't want to get super frustrated with this. It's slowing you down for a reason. Take your time, pace yourself, figure out where the endings are, where the commitments are, where you want to get serious in these realms. Now, on Sunday the 9th, Mars moves into Taurus for the first time in 2 years and will travel there from June 9th until July 20th. Sag, this is going to fire you up and get you busier than you've been in a couple years about work, health, animals, paperwork, coworkers, hired help. You're ready to do something about something in those realms. You are more passionate. You are more driven and motivated. However, you may also find that from time to time you are angry or feel like fighting about something in those realms. And the frictional energy with this placement is going to show up in this week ahead and then get better the further out we go. So between Sunday the 9th and Tuesday the 11th, Mars is fired up about the work or the health or the animals, the paperwork, the coworker, or the hired help. But you are dealing with this frictional, intense energy through a conversation or some information or news you hear or a meeting or something happening on a short trip with vehicles, with electronics, with siblings or neighbors or moves, with flirtations, offers, choices. And this is Pluto. It wants to go deep. It wants to purge. It wants to deconstruct and rebirth. It wants to focus on the financial side of something here, or the power struggle, or the control, or the jealousy, or the sexuality, or divorce, or third-party influences here. So again, Sunday through Tuesday, frictional, intense, pushing, or being tested there. Now, by Friday the 14th, we move into the conjunction of the Sun and Mercury. So now, Sag, we have fresh beginning opportunities here to put you front and center or your needs at the crux of things with that partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, advocate, and open up the chance to talk, meet, focus on writing, sales, agreements, offers, decisions involving that scenario. All right. God, what is it with the bugs? All right. Sorry. Oh, God. Okay. All right. So for Capricorn, Saturn, which is your ruling energy, is being squared throughout this week. So you may feel this on a personal level, like, you know, you're not getting what you want, or maybe it's taking longer to get from A to B for you physically, you know, or, you know, it can definitely impact you physically or personally. However, you know, where Saturn is, it's asking you to kind of slow down, get serious, look at any limitations, any endings, any long-term commitments, any supportive needs, and what you want to do about, you know, any information coming your way, any talks that you're involved in or news you've heard, any meetings, sales, writing, agreements. This could also be slowing you down about a move, about something with your vehicles or electronics, about something with brothers, sisters, or neighbors, with a flirtation or with an offer or decision that you really need to kind of look at this week. And all six of those days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, that is being squared by personal energy that is focused on what you need to do at work or about a job or with a work project or about health interests that you have or your animals. Anything with paperwork, hired help, or coworkers in that story. So again, just, you know, see where you want to commit, where you want to work harder, see where you need to work out something structural, see if there is an ending or a no that you need to address, and take your time with it, okay? Now, Mars overlays this by moving into Taurus on Sunday the 9th, has not been in Taurus for 2 years, and is going to be there for many weeks, all the way from June 9th until July 20th. So Capricorn, this puts Mars in your zone of true love and lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation. Mars wants to fire you up and get you more passionate and active in those arenas. But from time to time, Mars is also going to make you angrier or feel like fighting with the kids or the lover or over creative endeavors or recreational pursuits, and could make you a little bit more accident prone there under when it's under duress. So this is a motivating time. I gave the positive alignments at the top of the show. We have one challenging alignment, and that's actually happening in this week ahead between Sunday the 9th and Tuesday the 11th. So sometime in there, right? So whatever's happening with this lover, your love life, the kids, a creative endeavor or recreational pursuit, there is something powerful and deep and profound going on around values, how they are aligning or how you are being valued, or what's going on with money, income, a purchase, your products or possessions in this story. And Pluto is like, okay, we need to deconstruct and rebirth something here. We need to empower, or there's a power struggle going on here. There's jealousy, or there's something in the bigger financial picture, or something with sexuality or reproduction or divorce or third-party stories here. And so whatever that is for you, just plan on, you know, dealing with it Sunday through Tuesday. But definitely, you know, stay away from volatile places or people, as all signs should. And then by Friday the 14th, we have that conjunction between the Sun and Mercury. So Capricorn, this gives you a fresh start boost here with work, health, animals, paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. It allows you to show up physically or to pursue your personal interests there, to get into talks, meetings, interviews, auditions, sales, writing, offers, decisions that play out around that and kind of give you that new start. All right, so for Aquarius, Saturn is being squared throughout this week, 6 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 7th through the 9th, and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 11th through the 13th. Aquarius, sorry, Saturn is asking that you slow down, look at any limits, rules, endings, commitments, long-term goals, support, and how you want to get serious about any issues or added efforts that are needed here around your values, how you are being valued in a situation, what's going on with your personal income, purchases, products, or possessions. And every single one of those 6 days, the square is coming on a personal level from a child of yours, or how you are involved with children, or from your lover, or about your love life, or what's going on in creative endeavors, something recreational. So as you meet up with this day after day, look at, you know, how serious are you going to be about those values, how you're being valued, what's going on with your income, purchases, products, or possessions in that story. Now, overlapping this, starting on Sunday the 9th, Mars moves into Taurus. Mars has not been in Taurus for 2 years and is going to fire up this energy field from June 9th all the way until July 20th. So in these weeks ahead, Aquarius, this can get you way more motivated and driven and active and passionate at home, about your home, with a move, a renovation, or a real estate deal, with your family or about your family, with a parent or roommates. And Mars can also trigger fights or anger in those same realms from time to time. So you need to watch that and lean into the positive as much as you can. It is time to make things happen in those arenas. Now, out of all the weeks it's there, it is this week ahead when it will form the frictional pattern, the square, to Pluto in your sign Aquarius. Oy. So you are going through some deep changes personally or physically as you deal with this Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You may feel like glowing, I got to be honest with you. And so you need to be careful if this ends up being aggravation or fights that are playing out in one of those realms for you. On the other hand, this can be a time when you can purge certain things that are part of your personality or what's been going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity. And you can go deeper and you can look at, you know, what is the financial crux of this story playing out, or what's going on with my sex life or reproductive needs or divorce or a death or a third party story or power struggles or jealousy, you know, and how do I deal with that from my own sense of empowerment or evolving of my own self in this story as I deal with whatever's going on here. At home with the family, a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, the parents, the roommates. So, so there you have it. It's going to get a lot easier after you get out past these days. And by Friday the 14th, we have the conjunction between the Sun and Mercury. So this puts you front and center, Aquarius, with a child or your lover or a creative endeavor or something recreational, and helps you either focus, you know, how you're physically involved there, or if you're not physically involved, what your personal needs are. And it'll happen through conversations, through meetings, through short trips, through sales, writing, offers, decisions in those realms for you. And that's fresh start stuff. All right. So for Pisces, Saturn, which is in your sign, is being squared throughout this week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 7th through the 9th, and again, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 11th through the 13th. So Saturn is asking you, personally or physically, to slow the heck down, Pisces. It might drain you physically a bit so that you feel like you have to slow down. It might feel a little overwhelming, like you've got a lot of responsibilities and burdens for these few days that make you feel like, oh, I got to take a break here. it might get you so ambitious or, you know, goal-oriented that you're really kind of in your own little world. It can mean, Pisces, that you need to look at your needs in your life right now. And what you are doing physically, and what is going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity. Is there something limiting or a no or an ending here that needs to take place? Or do you need to commit to something or set some long-term goals or get serious about yourself here? As this is playing out over all these days, it's the personal planetary energy coming at you, squaring this, which is saying, hey, look, there's something going on here with your home, where you live, who you live with, what's happening with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, what's happening with your family, a parent, a roommate. It also could mean that there's something kind of asking you to deal with something emotional here, you know? So take your time. Okay, it's slowing you down for a reason. If you feel like you're being pushed too hard, it's because you are right now. This week is doing that to you so that you can determine, is it going to break me or not? Do I really want this or not? How do I want to show up with this? You know? So really look at what's coming your way during these days. Don't let it aggravate you too much. It's there for a reason. It's all going to get way better after this week, okay? Pay attention to what your body's saying you can and cannot do. Don't push yourself too hard. All right, so overlapping that, starting on Sunday the 9th, we have Mars moving into Taurus for the first time in 2 years. It's going to travel there for weeks from June 9th until July 20th. So Pisces, this is going to fire you up. This is very opposite the other stuff. This is all about motivation and drive and activity and your passions. And it means that it's all going to be playing out through communications, through your talks, your meetings, your interviews, your sales, your writing, your offers, your flirtations. It also means that you're going to get all fired up with brothers, sisters, or neighbors, with vehicles, electronics, short trips, local activities. So, you know, a lot more ability to make things happen, a lot more passion. But again, with Mars, you always have to keep an eye on the fact that this also will be where you would see more anger or fights popping up occasionally as well. So you would have the potential to say things that are more combative during this time or hear things that make you angry during these times. you know, and you might be a little more accident prone out on the road with your vehicles or electronics, so be careful with that. All right, so as we go through all these weeks with Mars here, it is this week ahead where Mars is going to go into the frictional alignment. So you're going to get it out of the way right off the bat. This is going to be playing out Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. You're going to hear something or talk about it or meet about it, or there's going to be something with sales, writing, agreements, vehicles, electronics, siblings, neighbors, or moves that is fired up. And it's squaring Pluto, which is very deep, very intense. There's something happening here that you did not expect. There is something here that was hidden or secretive or deceptive, or there's something here about addictions or self-sabotaging tendencies. There's something here about karmic cycles. There's something here about institutions, research, investigations, or something artistic, romantic, or spiritual that is having a very deep, profound impact on what you're hearing or deciding or any of those Mars themes. So Pluto's coming in and saying, you know, this may be about empowerment or power struggles. This may be about life or death. This may be about sex or finances. This may be about divorce or triangles, third-party influences. It's profound. It wants to help you make changes. It's intense, you know. So do your part to lean into the positive, stay away from, you know, scary places, and be careful on the road on those days. Now, by Friday the 14th, we have the Sun and Mercury merging for a fresh start energy, and so Pisces. This puts you front and center or allows you to put your needs forward through your talks, your meetings, your sales, your moves, your short trips, your local activities, offers or decisions that, again, are going to be focused on family, parents, roommates, home, moves, renovations, or real estate deals. So you get to reset by the end of the week ahead. So that's it, everybody. It's Zoe Moon. I am posting a daily if you guys want to read what's going on with the energy every day. That's at zoemoonastrology.blogspot.com. It's also linked on all the social network sites. If you are trying to ask me a question about something astrological or book a reading, your fastest way to reach me is probably through facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. Otherwise, I will be back next week, same time, God willing, after this crazy energy. And I send you guys many blessings and positive energy from me to you to get through it. And we will pick up on some good stuff coming in the week after. All right, I'll talk to you guys then. Have a good one. Bye-bye.